The future of the Melbourne Storm remains in doubt this morning as the fallout from salary cap rotting continues. Former Storm CEO Brian Waldron is refusing to talk about the club's systematic breaches of the NRL salary cap, but an audit has found the club operated two sets of books to hide the payments. The Storm has been stripped of two premierships, three minor premierships, and fined a total of $1.6 million. And fans have expressed their disgust, dumping bags of rubbish outside the clubhouse. After a week of disruptions caused by volcanic ash, the first Qantas flight from London has touched down in Sydney. Hundreds of family members gathered at the airport to meet the long-delayed arrivals of their loved ones. Travellers can expect more headaches over the next week as airlines try to clear the backlog. The Western Australian government has suspended all flu vaccinations for children under five as it investigates serious side effects. 45 children have been taken to hospital suffering high temperatures and convulsions after having the vaccination. Health Minister Kim Hames says parents should take particular caution in the 12 hours after vaccinations. And an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico that caught fire after an explosion on Tuesday has now sunk. The US Coast Guard is still conducting helicopter searches for 11 missing workers. More news later.